With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Speaker Mike Johnson will not have to surrender the Speaker's gavel after all.
In this moment, the country desperately needs a functioning Congress. And that's what the overwhelming majority of the members in this body demonstrated today.
Johnson reacting to the defeat of an effort to oust him from the speakership. The effort was led by Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, complaining that Johnson has been far too willing to cooperate with Democrats. Eyes to the skies today across parts of the South and the Midwest. Forecasters say more violent storms are a possibility following yesterday's wicked weather.
Columbia, Tennessee resident Eva Gray Howard and her husband sat in their truck and prayed Wednesday evening as they watched a tornado rip through their city.
Here it comes. Feel it? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Jesus, please. Oh my heavens.
The storms left two people dead in Tennessee and one in North Carolina. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, if Israel invades Rafah, President Biden vows the U.S. will withhold weaponry from Israel.
Rafah is the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza, but the president is concerned for the well-being of more than a million civilians sheltering there. He told CNN the U.S. would not supply weapons and artillery shells if Israel goes into Rafah. The warning came after the Pentagon confirmed that the Biden administration paused a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel last week.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Following Tuesday's salacious testimony, Stormy Daniels due back on the stand today at former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Under a gag order and prevented from campaigning, Mr. Trump decries the trial as Biden election interference at its worst. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 82 points. This is SRN News. The Boy Scouts are changing their name.
Some years ago, the iconic organization began to admit girls and boys who were living as girls and girls who were living as boys. So perhaps it should come as no surprise that the Boy Scouts will now be called Scouting America. Leaders of the organization say they want to project a, quote, more gender-inclusive tone. Meanwhile, membership in the Boy Scouts, by whatever name, continues to decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some analysts believe that President Trump will win more Jewish votes this November because of President Biden's mishandling of the anti-Semitism epidemic on college campuses. Mr. Biden's already under pressure from pro-Palestinian groups for his support of Israel. Meanwhile, a Trump spokesman says Jewish Americans and Jewish leaders around the world recognize that President Trump did more for them and the state of Israel than any president in history. This is SRN News. The world is becoming increasingly dependent on renewable sources of energy.
According to a new report by Ember, which is a think tank based in London, a record 30% of global electricity was generated from renewables last year. Ember also predicts that 2023 was likely the peak of fossil fuel electricity generation. Hydroelectric dams produced the most renewable energy, yet droughts in India, China, North America, and Mexico meant that hydropower actually hit a five-year low. Solar power made up the biggest share of new clean energy with a surge in solar installations at the end of the year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Loaves of bread have been taken off store shelves in Japan after an unwanted additive. The remains of a small animal thought to be a rat were found. Production has been halted at a Tokyo factory, 104,000 packages of the bread being recalled. More details at srnnews.com.